Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. Remember, you can only listen to this show if you've had your booster. If you haven't, you got to turn it off. Spotify technology has removed Neil Young's music, the company confirmed Wednesday, as the folk rock star isn't wavering in his objections to Joe Rogan's podcast. The Heart of Gold and Harvest Moon singer earlier this week penned an open letter to his manager and label asking them to remove his music from the service, saying it was spreading fake information about COVID-19 through Mr. Rogan's show. Said Mr. Young, quote, "They can have Rogan or Young, not both." Mr. Young's record label, Warner Music, formally requested Spotify remove the music Wednesday. "We want all the world's music and audio content to be available to Spotify users. With that comes great responsibility in balancing both safety for listeners and freedom for creators," so said a Spotify spokesperson on Wednesday, which I believe is today. Bottom line, Young gone, Rogan stays. Joe Rogan has a $100 million contract. Neil Young was relevant to the conversation back when Betty White was hot. Many years ago, back in the 70s, and a listener sent me a photograph, a recent photograph of Neil and his wife, Daryl Hannah. If you'll remember, Daryl was actually in the movie Wall Street, Splash, and she was a replicant. I believe she was Roy Batty's lover. Let's just say Neil has a lot of city miles on him. He's not looking too good. And apparently, he and his wife, Daryl Hannah, well, she just had a baby. And I think she is 60. But I think Neil overplayed his hand. It's just ironic to me that a guy who was all about protesting and going against the man and the machine, the military-industrial complex, four dead in Ohio, you know, the consummate hippie protester from the 60s and 70s is now all in with Pfizer, Moderna, Big Pharma, and the jab.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
He doesn't want anybody who disagrees with their narrative to have freedom of speech. Incredibly ironic that someone who is all about freedom is trying to suppress the freedom of other people. Amazing. It was a cold, misty, gray day here in God's waiting room, which is ironic because most of the people that live here are gray and misty. And poor Stormy. She just couldn't wait to go for a walk. I tried to take her at 4, but it was misting, so I put it off for an hour. I worked out, and then at 5 o'clock there was a window where it wasn't raining. Finally, took her for a quick walk, and she's been very patient. I was going to have her on the radio. It hasn't been a while, but she just went outside to take a leak, as we're all apt to do. That dog door is great. Oh, what a lifesaver. She just goes when she wants. I'm cool. And if you didn't listen to last night's show, we're sleeping in separate rooms now. We're not getting divorced. It's nothing like that. It's just she likes not having the door shut, and I enjoy not having my bedroom smell like a homeless person. So it's kind of a win-win for both of us, if you know what I mean. So if she comes back in before the break, let's see if I can get her to come on the radio. Stay tuned for that. That'll be entertaining. Okay, let's dig into it. Boston patient removed from heart transplant list for being unvaccinated. A 31-year-old father has been removed from the heart transplant list at a Boston hospital because he's refusing to get the COVID vaccine, according to his family. DJ Ferguson's family said he was the first on the list to receive the transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but he's no longer eligible because of his vaccination status. This is according to CBS Boston. His father, David Ferguson, said his son, who is fighting for his life in the hospital and is in desperate need of a transplant, doesn't believe in the vaccine. Said his dad, it's kind of against his basic principles. He doesn't believe in it. It's a policy they're enforcing, so because he won't get the shot, they took him off the list. Ferguson has two children and is expecting a third with his partner, Heather, according to a GoFundMe page he set up. So there you go. More insanity.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy, did you hear that guy couldn't get a wicked heart transplant? Where was that? In Boston, right here in my backyard. Did you know that this talk show host was actually born in Mass General? No way, wicked. Yeah, he was born in Mass General. And now you fast forward 64 years and this guy can't get a heart transplant. Why the hell can't he get a heart transplant? That's just wicked stupid.
You're right. It is wicked stupid. There's nothing you can do about it. It's the world in which you and I live in. Like it or not, this is what's going on. Something very interesting is going on in Canada right now. Revolution! Perhaps 1 million people marching to Ottawa to demand Prime Minister Trudeau's resignation. Over 1 million Canadians, including a massive convoy of truckers, are on their way to the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau over his COVID tyranny. This according to reports and video. Former Calgary Flames hockey player Theo Fleury joined Fox News' Ingram Angle on Tuesday to announce that millions of Canadians are marching to Canada's capital to demand that Trudeau either resign or lift all the tyrannical COVID mandates. Quote, right now in Canada, we have one of the biggest revolutions happening, and you probably haven't heard about it because no one's talking about it, Fleury told Laura Ingram. Right now, there are 50,000 truckers and about 1.4 million people heading to Parliament in Ottawa, and they're going to stay there until Trudeau resigns or they give us back all our freedoms and rights. For the past 2 years, we've had a prime minister who has vaccine derangement syndrome, where every day he stands up on the stump, and that's all he talks about. He doesn't talk about the economy, doesn't talk about the supply chain, doesn't talk about us losing our rights, lockdowns, nothing. It's just straight vaccines. Fleury insists that Canadians have become unified on a level previously unseen in their contempt for Trudeau and his draconian policies they're suffering. What we're seeing in the country right now with these truckers, honestly, it has ignited the whole country of Canada. Even I, a big, tough hockey player, have shed a few tears because I haven't seen my country behind something and this excited about something in a very long time. And it has been a very long time since Canada woke up. What did Mike send me? FYI, the Daryl Hannah Prego thing was satire. Oh, okay, so she's not pregnant. I was wondering, you know, because 60 years of age, you know, those eggs get stale. Hey, Stormy, you're back from your walk. It's been a while since you've been on the radio. Let's see if we can get you to say a couple words. Say hi to both people that are listening to the show. Girl. Good dog. I did her. I know when I talk about the dog, it's a little off because I haven't been in a relationship for 6 years. But we do our laundry in a certain way. I don't mix my laundry with hers. And that's because, well, again, she smells like a homeless person. So I have a separate pile of laundry. So I take her her cover off her pads and all her blankets, and I do a separate load at the laundromat. But she's smelling really good. Even if you take a smelly person and you put them on a pair of clean sheets, somehow the sheets overcome the odor. Yeah, so anyway, that's what's going on in Canada. It's about time. I'm half Canadian. My mom is from Canada. I think I've told you that. Yeah, I've told you that.
Donnie?
Oh, she called like 10 minutes before the show. Oh, she's going on and on about how cold it is here in God's waiting room. It's not that bad. Although this weekend is supposed to get below freezing and everyone's freaking out. It's supposed to be the coldest it's been here in 4 years. Pretty good article from the Vigilant Citizen in regards to what is going on in Canada, specifically Quebec, a.k.a. COVID hell. And in the article, he points out that while most of the world had to deal with the harsh COVID restrictions, Quebec consistently led the world in extreme severity for its measures. And there's a reason that a million people are descending on Quebec as I speak. By the way, that convoy of trucks, about 50 miles long right now. It started in Vancouver. Despite an abundantly funded universal healthcare system, which is the envy of the world, and it is understood, that could be the reason why they're putting up with it, or at least have put up with it, for so long. Quebec spent 13 out of the last 22 months in a strict lockdown where most businesses were closed and most social distancing interactions were banned. And in this year, or rather 2022, although 90% of the population is vaccinated, things are only getting worse and dangerous precedents are being set. So here's a look at Quebec today. And again, this is from the Vigilant Citizen. When COVID hit Quebec in 2020, it responded like most of the world with a massive and total lockdown. Schools and businesses were closed for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Those weeks turned into months, and during that time, a slew of measures were imposed on the public by a government that suspended democracy and began ruling by decree. And this is true to this very day. In January 2021, a year ago, the entire population of Quebec was subjected to a curfew that lasted 5 months. During that time, people who were caught outside their homes after 8 p.m. were stopped by police and given fines. As the days got longer, people had to live with the absurdity of hiding inside their homes while the sun was still up. Meanwhile, vaccines were made available. People were told these shots would lead to freedom and normality. People were also told that a 70% vaccination rate would be enough to build solid herd immunity in the province. Quebecers, who were sick and tired of the insane measures, rolled up their sleeves. The province quickly neared 90% compliance, 90% vaccination rate, one of the highest in the world. So did Quebec reap the rewards of its compliance? No. Delta arrived. And despite the fact that 9 out of 10 people were vaccinated, the government imposed a vaccine passport in most non-essential public places, such as bars, restaurants, gyms, and much more. The introduction of the passport was preceded by a massive media campaign where nearly all news outlets and journalists backed the measures. Those who opposed it were silenced and censored. So, did the passport finally lead Quebec to freedom? No. Only a few months after this controversial measure was forced on society, Quebec was subject to another harsh lockdown. Everything closed again. Why? Omicron. On December 13, 2021, Quebec became the only place in the world to impose another curfew on the entire population. When asked for the science proving that curfews have an actual impact on the pandemic, the government simply replied that it had no proof. A dangerous precedent. On New Year's Eve at 6:45 p.m., while people were attempting to forget the fact they live in an Orwellian nightmare, every single phone in the province emitted a loud, terrifying noise. It was an emergency alert sent out by the government stated, it's forbidden to be outside of your home. They did that on New Year's Eve. And as if that wasn't enough, that message also popped up on TV screens with the same horrific noise. It was easily the most dystopian moment in Quebec history. To make things worse, the alert actually caused TV service to be interrupted for a few hours due to a bug. I'm not making this up. In short, on New Year's Eve, people were stuck at home and an Orwellian government alert caused TVs to stop working. Needless to say, 2022 started poorly in Quebec. Despite the fact that studies showed the Omicron variant was much weaker than previous variants, Quebec doubled down on its restrictions. Here are some measures that are currently, at this very moment, in effect in Quebec right now. All private gatherings are banned. All public events are canceled, including sporting events. All restaurants, bars, and casinos are closed. All places of worship are closed. Funerals are limited to 25 people. All gyms are closed. Extracurricular activities are canceled. Most sporting activities are banned. All schools were closed until January 17th. Youth sports are banned. All spas and saunas close. Mask mandate in all public places. School children as young as 6 must wear masks in school at all times, including phys ed. Vaccine passports are required in ski resorts. After being told the vaccines would lead to freedom, and later the vaccine passports would lead to freedom and more freedom, vaccine and vaccinated people are still not free. And the unvaccinated have been living as second-class citizens for months. Faced with growing criticism, the government engaged in the most cynical strategy possible, scapegoating. And thus, all the blame was placed on the unvaccinated for taking up too many hospital beds. And as usual, the campaign of hate and division was backed by some of the worst attempts of propaganda I've ever witnessed. There's a video, or at least there was, making the rounds on television in Quebec, where one girl says that the government should punish the unvaccinated by gradually ruining their lives. And that's exactly what's happening now. Indeed, the Quebec government is going down a highly dangerous road. Punitive measures. Up until 2022, most sanitary measures were about reducing the spread of the virus. However, in 2022, the government introduced additional measures that have absolutely no impact on the spread of the virus. These measures solely exist to punish the unvaccinated for not complying. First, the government imposed a vaccine passport in all liquor stores and marijuana dispensaries in the province. In Quebec, businesses are government-owned monopolies. Therefore, if you're unvaccinated, you cannot buy a bottle of liquor anywhere. Furthermore, critics quickly pointed out that this measure actually helped drug dealers, including Pfizer. Some days, the government imposed a vaccine passport in all big stores. That's big box stores. Except grocery stores and pharmacies, those that are unvaccinated cannot buy, trade, and sell. And that's the reason why a million people are heading to Ottawa demanding that Trudeau resign or give them back their freedom. The perfect storm.
In a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Oh,
song that sounds apropos in the middle of the winter, California dreaming, the mamas and the papas. Far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones pleaded the Fifth Amendment almost 100 times before the January 6th committee. Alex Jones invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination almost 100 times while testifying Monday before the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot on January 6th. Jones made the revelation during his broadcast that evening, and his remarks were first reported by Politico. Mr. Jones, were you involved in the January 6th uprising?
On the advice of my attorney, I'm not going to be able to answer that question. I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
All right, very good. Mr. Jones, would you say that your hairline is receding?
Stop lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now! On the advice of my attorney, I cannot answer that question. I invoke my Fifth Amendment.
Mr. Jones, would you say this is a fair assessment that you are in love with Joe Rogan?
Well, you're really starting to piss me off. On the advice of my attorney, I cannot answer that question. I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Is there a particular reason you keep supporting Trump despite the fact that he's pro-vaccine?
Oh, you're really starting to piss me off. On the advice of my attorney, I cannot answer that question. I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Mr. Jones, would you say you stand at 5'8", 5'7"? And would Dorothy mistake you for one of the seven dwarfs?
Oh, you're... on the advice of my attorney, I cannot answer that question. I invoke the Fifth Amendment. Stop lying! Oh, you want to go for it? Come on, bring it. Just bring it.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, sorry about that.
You think you're tough, you're about to get it.
You can tune out now. The show's going nowhere tonight. Mr. Jones, would you say the show's going anywhere tonight?
Listen to me! Nope. Oh, I'll put that Fifth Amendment aside. This show sucks. And you suck.
Thank you. Starbuck.
You can't even pronounce Starbucks.
Starbucks reversal on vaccine mandate sparks customer barista backlash. Oh, no. A barista backlash. I'm not going to put the lid on your cup. Snap. That's a barista backlash. And I didn't make a little leaf in the foam on your venti latte. Snap. Barista backlash.
Starbucks. Oh, this show is awful.
I know. Starbucks reversal of a plan to require U.S. workers to be vaccinated against COVID or submit to weekly testing has sparked controversy among its loyal clients as well as baristas on the front lines of the pandemic. The Seattle coffee giant initially recommended that its workers get vaccinated by February 9th in accordance with the guidance from OSHA, while the unvaccinated would have to submit to weekly testing. Well, now that the Supreme Court has ruled, Starbucks says you don't need a jab because they need employees, and those that are virtue signalers are pretty pissed off, including the barista backlash. The perfect storm.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
chatting with Mike, the producer, during the break. We have a way here at RBN of tracking the listeners. We actually know how many people are listening online live at any particular time. And according to Mike, the producer, the numbers spike whenever Stormy is howling, and the numbers drop precipitously when I begin to talk. So Mike has suggested that I should just not talk anymore. So we're just going to turn the show over to Stormy one more time so we can get the numbers back up to where they belong. Ready for your second howl of the night? As soon as I turn it off, she stops. That's cool. Okay, I'm going to start talking again, so I guess the numbers will drop. Head over to the website, morningstarstale.com. Morningstarstale.com. As you know, I hardly ever mention this, but I wrote a book called Morningstar's Tale. If you were to buy 10, 20, 50 copies and then distribute them to other people, then the world would know that where they live is a lie. That's the whole point of the book. It's an evangelical tool to actually bring people into God's kingdom. Something happens when an atheist realizes that the description of the world in which they live in is a lie, and that the reality of what this world actually looks like brings them to a point where they must acknowledge intelligent design and the fact that there is a great architect. And who is he? They begin a search, and that leads them to God. It's the whole point of the book. Whoever thought Lucifer would turn into an evangelist? That's essentially what the book is all about. Okay, let's head over to the monologue. That also is available at Morningstar's Tale, morningstarstale.com. It's called Occult Connection, Graphene, Star of David, Saturn, and Black Star. The molecular structure of graphene is in the shape of the Star of David's hexagon, the symbol of Israel, also known as the Seal of Solomon, the signet ring associated with King Solomon, mysticism, and Jewish Islamic occultism. As Confucius once famously stated, signs and symbols rule the world, not words nor laws. Believed to be the primary compound contained within the COVID injection, graphene oxide nanoparticles have sharp edges capable of cutting blood vessels on a microscopic level. And it is the lightest material on Earth, measuring one atom. It's two-dimensional. Also, the strongest compound ever discovered and the best conductor of heat and electricity at room temperature. Graphene contains a capacity for ultra-wide bandwidth, giving it the ability to connect humans to an electronic grid and the Internet of Things. The hexagon is not only contained within the Star of David, the Seal of Solomon, but also atop Saturn, which, by the way, isn't a planet. It's a wandering star. There's two types of stars, those that wander, those that don't. Saturn is a wandering star. It is actually a rebellious luminary known as Black Star, and it is worshipped by Satanists. It is the planet of Satan, manifesting simultaneously as a six-pointed star and a hexagon, the shape of graphene. That's right. On the North Pole of Saturn is the same hexagon. In the occult, the symbol of two converging triangles is steeped in Bonpo, which is the black magic sect of Buddhism. Saturn, the purple planet, represents Kali, the Hindu goddess of time and death. Red and blue are the alchemical primary colors of Freemasonry. Purple is the color of the royalty. It was worn by Jesus the day of his crucifixion. The robe that Jesus wore, that was purple. The equilateral triangles of the Star of David, Seal of Solomon, represent the duality present in all Oriental religions. Similar to the yin and the yang, the Seal of Solomon hexagon unites all things good and bad into one. During the reign of Solomon, Kabbalists purposed it as a conduit of occultic magic and an invocation of spirits. During World War II, the Nazis conscripted the Hebrews to wear the Seal of Solomon hexagon as a symbolic curse, mocking the chosen people of God. For Kabbalists, the Seal of Solomon is the number of the beast. Six triangles, 6 points, six lines, 666. In spite of its spiritual connection to death, Israel adopted it as their national symbol by one vote over the menorah. Kabbalah is the satanic mystery religion of the postmodern world. Kabbalah is rooted in Freemasonry. Its foundational doctrine is the apotheosis, or the resurrection of man, reflecting the image of Lucifer. Through the practice of black magic and the esoteric teachings of the occultic mysticism, Kabbalah reveals the God of the Bible as the Demiurge, the lesser God and creator of the material universe, however inferior to Lucifer Morningstar, the light bearer. Within the mystery religion, symbols illustrate the duality of chaos and restoration simultaneously. Points symbolize chaos. Stripes represent the coming fifth age of Aquarius. Kabbalists espouse God as incomprehensible. Because no one can understand God, they believe they can become gods. Deifying themselves eliminates all connections to the Ancient of Days. The Book of Daniel prophesied four separate ages representing gold, silver, bronze, iron, clay, and stone. So we're living in this fourth age of iron, clay. And Luciferians believe it will soon, or they will soon access what is called the Philosopher's Stone and its legendary alchemical substance, which I believe is called black goo. Mixing the iron of technology with the clay of a human being, creating an eternal transhuman. That's what CERN is all about. That's what all of this is all about. This technocracy, the elite becoming gods. Could graphene be the compound to initiate the process of turning man into a hybrid of iron and clay? Is that what these jabs are all about? Every dominion Lucifer establishes in the first and second heaven is a mimicry of God's creation. As above, so below, illustrates the lie of duality and confusion. Freemasons and the Knights of the Templar believe the Demiurge and Lucifer are both gods, as demonstrated in the black and white trestle floor of Masonic halls and the yin and yang of Chinese philosophy. The systemic lie of Kabbalah postulates that God is the total of everything, good and evil, knowable, unknowable, limitless, limited, merciful, and cruel. In the beginning, Kabbalists believe God sent out an emanation of himself in the form of 10 lights called the Sephirah tree, or the tree of secret knowledge. This equates to the name I Am, which is the name of God. The universe is comprised of layered spheres or frequencies, with the Ancient of Days ruling from the ninth dimension of heaven. I believe that there are actually 10 heavens, at least, possibly 11. To be one with the light bearer, disciples must pass through the 9 guarded spheres. This is the occultic religion, which are protected by angels and devils. Only those who know the guardian's passwords can pass through these 9 spheres. Gnostic knowledge enlightens the soul as it ascends the ladder of the Sephirah, attaining apotheosis. The 10 Sephirah spheres are the driving forces that move all of creation. Think of the Sephirah as the tree of knowledge. It's an imitation of God's original. And according to the book of the Secrets of Enoch, there are 10 heavens in the multiverse. In chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, in the 10th heaven, the archangel Michael led Enoch before the Lord's face. On the 10th heaven, the highest heaven of the 10, Enoch says, I saw the appearance of the Lord's face like iron made to flow in fire, and brought out, emitting sparks, and it burns. Thus I saw the Lord's face, but the Lord's face is marvelous and very awful, very, very terrible. Kabbalists divide the universe into four worlds, each consisting of 10 spheres set and arranged in the Sephirot tree, or what they call their tree of secret knowledge. The secret philosophy is hidden within the systemic structure of this Sephirotic tree, revealing the mysteries of the New and the Old Testaments. And the article goes on for quite a while. It's something you need to study. There's no way you're going to understand what I just said on one reading. So if you're interested in this kind of stuff, head over to Morningstar's Tale, MorningstarsTALE.com. I believe this article is somewhat illuminating. I've also got a video of the Virgin Galactic rocket. Remember the Virgin Galactic rocket plane? Yeah, it actually shows a flat Earth. Oops. And then we've got another article talking about graphene, perhaps connecting to the graphene injected. And will that be used as a vehicle for Project Bluebeam? You get it all with this show, my friend. Dogs howling, the end of the world, nanobots, Blade Runner. Speaking of which, I think maybe I'll throw on a little Blade Runner from the original back in 1982. I can remember seeing this movie in Los Angeles when it debuted. We'll do that next. The Perfect Storm.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.